Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
You picked a good one here, Matt Rocchio. You picked a good one here. That's Rage Against the Machine. I'm Cam Jansen. This is Dave Rapp the Third. Cardinals
Muscles
winning.
Is up.
Cardinals are losing.
Muscles is at the plate.
Oh, O'Neal's up.
That's
at the
what
plate.
I'm calling him now. Oh, Muscles Marinade.
Oh, God, Jack.
He's so big.
Sick tune right there. My dad got me into that in high school.
Big.
No, in middle school.
He's a shower. That's what he is.
Yes, he is.
He's a shower.
Wish I was.
Let's all just quietly watch this at bat.
Anyway, 599 599fan.com,
855 broadcast
855-282-8255. We want to hear from
Slowly
you guys.
In.
I want to hear about
right
Tyler.
On.
He is jacked, dude.
The wind is blowing.
I'm rooting for him and his biceps.
How about the HGA? I'm pretty sure you can see a vein rippling.
Oh, look at that swing.
I talked to his HGH supplier, and he is excited about the year.
So we're gonna get into a couple different things here with Mizzou, and we got a couple other things, a couple questions I'm gonna ask Rapper because I've known nothing about Mizzou. You guys know that.
You should.
But first, we did tell Jim Patton to call in, so I'll give him 30 seconds if he's still on. You should be proud of
I'm
me,
here,
and,
brother.
You should be proud of me and your son today. We had a great victory this morning, Kirkwood Ice Rink at 6:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry I missed it. I heard you got a Hattie. That's great.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
For you, I will. I was working that early. Actually, I was actually working, so that's why I wasn't there. Otherwise, I would have been there because I love watching you guys play at 6:30 at Kirkwood.
You hear that, Rap?
Awesome. That is
some
of the best hockey in St. Louis.
We have a fan base
that you're going to see.
It's a bunch of old men, but it's a fan base.
That sure is something.
Awesome. It sure is something. I dominated this morning. It is what it is.
Before we talk, real quick, before we talk, Rapper, I loved your comment. I'm not giving up 4 hours of my life for a baseball game. That is my motto. Shorten that freaking game by an hour. Oh, my Lord, it's painful.
You know what I do, Jim? I'm okay with keeping the game the way it is. I've adjusted personally, and I just don't turn on the game until the fourth or fifth inning.
Still about 2.5 hours.
I can do 2.5 hours.
I have not watched one game from the first inning to ninth inning all year long. I can't give up that much time.
Right.
They got to do something.
Not
they
when there's hockey win. Videos on YouTube to be watched.
Well, that's well, yeah, Jim. Exactly. Jim, I was saying that the other day. I'm like, I'm watching these games because I'm into it and I'm committed to this team right now because we have to talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, I love the Cardinals.
I do too, and there's a lot of storylines, and I want to see how it all pans out, just like Rapper said. But I do find myself watching these games, and all of a sudden I'm watching, and all of a sudden, half an hour goes by. I'm looking on YouTube, watching Soprano highlights, or like Rob Probert fights in '92. When he, you know, like I'm like, damn, I missed something.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm surfing. I'm like, and you surf for like 5 minutes. You come back. It's the same batter.
It's the same batter. I missed nothing.
You didn't miss anything.
I missed the catcher go to the pitcher and talk to him for 45 minutes. Okay, look, we don't want to rip baseball that bad.
Okay, I know we only got a few minutes. Real quick, Jabo, you told me I could call in.
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, we're committed that the 1-2 is Petro and Edmondson, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 is okay. 3-4 is Dunn and Parayko, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5 is Bartuzzo on the right side, correct?
Yes, possibly.
Okay, how's Gunnarsson? How's Gunnarsson's health?
Probably not going to be ready for this season. So let's count him out. And so you're left with a left.
Are you saying for the whole season?
No. Not ready for the start of the season.
Okay. If he's not ready for the start, I'm willing to have Jabo in there for 10 minutes a game. I'm willing to say, okay, put him on the left side with Bartuz for 10 minutes. That's all he gets, okay? But when Gunnarsson's back, Jabo should be number 7. I'm sorry. Should be number 7.
Why don't you make him number 20?
Number 1, left-handed defensemen are hard to find, and especially ones
in our organization.
Right, and this guy, I hate to break it to you, I hate to go the money route, but the Blues can't afford to pay a guy $5.5 million to be the seventh defenseman.
You're
going
to have to use him. You're going to have to
use him if he's not playing. If he's not producing, why does he got
to
play?
Well,
why
doesn't need to produce. He doesn't need to produce.
Because I think he does produce.
Right. Oh, he doesn't need to score. But the problem is when he was playing 20 minutes, 10 of those minutes were bad minutes. He was getting burned.
That's why he should only play.
Guys were walking around him like a pylon.
Well, he needs to only be. That's what I'm saying. Put him on the third pair. Let him get, 12 to 14 and a half, 12 to 15 minutes a night, max.
Get the puck out of the zone,
max.
Keep the puck alive
and
at the
let him
line.
Chew up third and fourth Fine. Liners. You think J-Bo's not going to be able to chew up third and fourth liners? He's going to be able to do
it. Well, what about this? How about you have him penalty kill? Block all the shots possible. Maybe he'll get lucky and take one off the ankle for you, Jim.
I'm not liking penalty kill anymore for him either.
Well,
but,
he's got a big
hey, listen,
stick.
I think, though, when Gunny comes back, those guys should, I mean, you know, whoever wins that should play. I mean, right? I mean, if Gunnarsson beats him out and he's healthy, J-Bo should be the odd man out.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of competition, dude. I mean, not just on the D end. I think especially that third, fourth line
we
spot.
We talked about the last two forward spots. There are legitimately 12 to 13 guys that wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Surprise you if they got
it. And like, no one's playing favorites here.
It's
like,
fun
Doug
training camp.
Yeah, Doug Armstrong and Mike Yorgan be like, you guys want to make this team? Come show me.
Right.
Show me and help me make this decision.
This is going to be the best camp.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, the most
great.
Interesting camp
yes.
we've had
in
St.
Time.
Louis in this organization probably since the summer they brought
Eric
in
Foley.
The kids, the Oshies, the Berglund. Yeah. That's probably the last time camp was this interesting.
I agree with you.
Rapper, it's going to be fun. Cam, we got to go up there again. I can't wait till it opens, and I'll let you guys go. But 10 minutes for J-Bo, that's all he gets, Rapper.
I'm fine with it. You know, that's in my wheelhouse. I'm good with that.
I'll give him 10 to 12, no doubt about it. But I think he needs to stay in the lineup as that fifth, sixth. And
it does worry me that Mike Yeo is going to overexpose him, though. Because Mike Yeo is a veteran-type coach. He wants to use veterans, and that's my main concern about Mike Yeo.
I think it's a different deal this time.
I hope so.
I think it's a different deal for everybody.
Because he got himself in trouble in Minnesota doing that stuff, too.
Up and down the lineup. You better. It's competitive. We have the tools. It's competition now. You prove to me you earn your ice time. It's not like,
you know
well,
what
we're
I would
throw
do?
You out there. Now. No,
if,
no, no, no.
If I'm Mike Yeo, I go full Joker when he breaks the broomstick and says we're having tryouts, right? I pit Steen and Perron against each other. I go, guess what? Who wants the last spot in the top six?
I agree.
Because it's you two. Who
I
wants
agree.
The last spot in the top six?
How do you know he's not doing that? Now, you don't want to call the guys out. But
right,
you know,
maybe he is. Maybe he is.
Like, he look,
and everything I see about him says, no, he's not.
Like, hey, Yashki, I know you can't get sent down without tacking on to the salary cap. Okay, you might be in a
different
spot.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to start the season with the team.
You don't have to start the season with it. And you know what? You also, you're not guaranteed a spot. So you... full all these guys, and even if it doesn't make sense for you to make the team because guys have to move a couple other guys around and it's a pain in the ass kind of thing, you're going to prove yourself. You're the first guy getting called up.
Right.
You're the first guy that's going to get called up. You go down there and you play well, but you just show them. I mean, I can't wait. I wish I can go in the locker room and give these guys like a pump-up speech.
I'm telling you right now, don't get attached to too many of these young players because I would be willing to bet almost anything that Mike Yeo and to a certain extent, Doug Armstrong, because you were there at the same press conference as me when he said, listen, I know all you guys are in love with these young kids, but he goes, we're talking about one, maybe two spots for all of these young guys to fight over.
But then it's a competition at training camp, and then it gets boiled down to San Antonio, too. And that's going to be another thing. Now, we don't have all the guys from all of these different teams. This is your team. And I tell you what, that San Antonio team might not miss a game.
I might go down there and watch some of their games.
I know.
I'm going to get the AHL package. I'm going to be watching Rampage games because they're going to have players everywhere.
The bottom line is the Blues are in a great spot. How they figure everything out and how they figure out this competition to make everything worthwhile is going to be interesting, but it's easy. Like competition, like that's what you want. Like you have the tools. Go ahead, guys. Show me what you got. Let's do it.
We're marking out on AHL hockey here, but think about it, right? Think about every aspect of that San Antonio team. You've got something interesting to watch. Ville Husso in goal.
Yep.
Jake Walman, Michael, these young
Chris
defensemen,
Thorburn.
Right? Defensemen. And then up front, you've got all this young talent. And then you've got guys mixed in like Sanford and Foley who might be good enough to play for your big club, but are going to go to San Antonio anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and you go get some ice time, and you're going to be on power play. You're going to be on penalty kill. You're going to figure out how to play the game. You're going to play 20 minutes as a forward. Yeah, you're going to figure it out. And you're going to get called up, and you're going to be ready.
I just hope that if the going gets tough for guys like Steen, Yaskin, those guys, that they don't hesitate to mix in some of these young guys. I'm not saying
Rapper.
Bench these guys and put in the young guys. I'm saying use these young guys as motivation.
No doubt. Hey, Steiner. Hey, guys.
What did we talk about last year?
Hey,
right?
Patty, too. Right. Patty, too. Don't get me wrong. And Patty could – look, all you older guys, like we need you guys in the locker room. We need you as veterans. We know you've been in the league a long time. We need this because this is somewhat of a young team still, too. But if you're not doing what we're supposed to do, and you're not contributing, and you're not going out there, boy, there's some guys that will take your spot Just like
and
that.
And what did we both bitch about last year when certain guys were getting sat that should be playing and then Thorburn would dress? It's like, you're not scaring that guy by sitting him and dressing Thorburn. He knows Thorburn is no threat to his spot, right? And that's not a knock on Thorburn, but everybody knows why Chris is there.
No, when you, I'll tell you this.
You're going to sit a guy, sit him with a guy who might take his job, actually.
Or when you do sit and somebody gets called up to take your spot, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Right. Because now they're getting a look. You know,
oh, my God. I'll tell you a story. Like, the worst feeling in the world is...
when Reaver started getting minutes?
No, not Reaver. No, even with the Devils, too. Like, you walk into the locker room, you're pumped up, and all of a sudden, you see a limo taxi pulling up to the rink, and it's a kid that you play with in the minors that's a right winger. And you're like, oh, hey, sis. Hey, what are you doing here, buddy? He's like, oh, I got called up. I'm like, you're a right-handed shot. You're not good enough to be on the first two lines. I don't think you're going to be on the third. Yeah, you're taking my spot. Yep. Walk in the locker room. there's no Jansen on there. It's Sislo. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sitting this one.
Hey, coach, you forgot my name.
well, I was playing great at the time. So anyway, but we'll move on from hockey here.
Not today, Cam.
And actually, you're probably gonna get sent down in the next 24 hours.
That was one of John Jost's most favorite sayings in the 2001 season. Was not tonight, Rap.
Actually, that moment whenever he did that story, I'm kind of telling. That was right before the Devils were coming to St. Louis to play the Blues.
Ooh,
no,
so
they're playing the
more.
Blues there, and then we're flying to St. Louis to
back
play
to
the Blues.
Back.
Yes, and then
home
the Winter
home.
Classic where they got killed by New York. I got sent down right before all that
stuff. Oh, poo-poo.
Yeah, whatever. I deserved it.
Poo-poo.
Okay, let's get into a little bit nationwide kind of stuff here and start with a little ex-Mizzou player. Terrence Phillips says, Title IX office cleared him in 3 out of 4 allegations. What the hell is he talking about? And what the hell is Title IX? Explain it to me, rapper.
Well, Title IX is it ensures equality in sports and college for men and females. I'll just put it that way, right? Is that a good description?
Is that what it is,
Rock? Is that a good description? Where do you weigh in on Title IX, by the way?
Title IX, it was originally created, I believe, in the 80s.
Right. Or maybe even early 90s, maybe?
Just to make sure that that schools were able to afford having other programs instead of the ones that just were bringing
revenue
in money.
Sports.
Basically, it says you have to have a girls' softball team. If you want a men's baseball team, you have to have a girls' gymnastics team. If you're going to have a football team, so on and so
Mizzou
forth.
Mizzou has a women's soccer team because they have a football team.
Yes.
I don't mind that, right?
That's a good thing.
Ohio State has a fencing team because of the football team.
But they also investigate things like domestic and sexual abuse.
Okay. Title IX was then eventually became an umbrella to figure out when people are sexually harassing those kind of things, females and people within the sports. So
Terrence Phillip, former Mizzou player, four investigations launched into this guy, three of a sexual nature and one of a domestic abuse nature. He was cleared on the sexual charges, but he wasn't cleared on the domestic situation, which he claims was self-defense after his girlfriend forced her way into his house and ripped his shirt off. Now, let me tell you this.
That's usually a positive thing.
This guy's celebrating, okay? This guy's like on Twitter like, oh, you know, I'm good, you know?
Is he one of those guys?
No,
yeah,
listen, man. If three different women are accusing you of a sexual-based type of thing, to me, you've done something somewhere.
You did something, dude.
Right. Thank you.
You did something.
And then the cherry on top is, okay, there's also a domestic situation. Let's say even if your girl was beating you up. How many of us in this room were taught by
pathetic.
Our fathers or our grandfathers or an uncle or an older brother that no matter what a woman does, if she hits you with a freaking baseball bat, you do everything you can to walk away. You don't ever put your hands on a female,
you
right?
You a baseball bat? No, I'm sorry. No,
yeah,
you're absolutely.
Ever.
No, you don't. And you get the hell out of that
right.
relationship.
You leave. If she's forced her way into your apartment and she's
there.
Kicking the crap out of you,
well, call the cops
walk
on her.
Out. Yeah.
Call the cops on her.
As you're
she's
walking out the door, call the cops. Take a video of yourself. I've always said this. If you're in a situation, turn your phone on. It's like videotaping everything.
Look at, she's psycho. Right? She's psycho. Right. And then you're like, hey, God, she's clawing my eyes out. I don't know what to do. But this dude's shady.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Addressing the allegation, Phillips told the Title IX panel he pushed his ex-girlfriend but acted out of self-defense when she forced herself into his apartment, ripped his shirt, and scratched his face. Poor guy.
Oh, God.
Poor guy. In that case, Phillips was found reasonable for the intimate partner violence. Now,
so what's next with him?
Well, he's not on the team anymore, thank Christ. He's gone, and he'll never be back.
Was he working
hopefully
for NASA?
Konzo is. clean that program up. Yeah, he's working for NASA. He took a job with NASA.
Good for him.
He's working for somebody good now. So good for him. He's moved on.
So what's this next one here, Rapper? Where every pro league should expand and where they will.
Yeah, that's an interesting piece that they did. I think, I don't know if Kaplan did it on Forbes. I think it might have been an ESPN piece. But they talked about what leagues will expand next and where they'll expand. And I thought that was a pretty good it was a pretty good read in that you talk about certain situations like the NHL, they can't wait to expand.
No doubt.
But they're talking about the NBA where they're never going to expand because they're happy with the way they are. Everybody's okay. Making so much money, they don't need to do anything else. They're just happy with the way things are. But some of the places will shock you, like baseball. They talk about where baseball should expand to, and one of the main places is Montreal.
Again?
Right. Well, they had the Expo.
Were they successful there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were successful enough. They had some history there, but,
It's tough, man.
Montreal's a tough place,
market.
Right?
That's a tough market
but
for any other
Montreal's
sport.
Montreal's baseball
hockey.
Hungry. They sell out spring training games when the Blue Jays play there.
Really?
I think they'd welcome baseball back. Montreal is a big city.
It's a
right?
monster city.
It's a big
yes.
city, and it's a place you should want to be. Some of the interesting
ones. And it's
beautiful
ones, in the summertime, too.
Right.
It's perfect.
Some of the interesting ones were, I didn't really like what they said. The NFL was London, obviously, and they're talking about Shad Khan making overtures, and he's about to buy Wembley Stadium. They've got the new Tottenham Stadium that's going to be football inspired. I just don't know that European NFL teams is ever going to work. I don't know that European teams in any North American league is ever going to work because travel is – I just don't know
it's
how you work
trip,
that out,
man.
Right?
That's just brutal. It kills you.
I don't think you can do it.
It's such a
they talk about Mexico City.
Well, it'll be perfect for you.
Good luck. It would be perfect for me, Cam. Thanks. Good luck getting people to go want to live and play in Mexico City.
No, thank you.
It's not going to happen.
Cabo?
Yeah.
Mexico City?
No.
No.
It's not even near a beach, right?
Oh, yeah. The cartels welcome you as we speak. Yeah, no way in hell.
Now, they talk about MLB, and they've mentioned Portland also. We
always
talked about Montreal,
story.
But they've talked about Portland. They talk about San Antonio.
Great city.
Right.
Yes,
I didn't realize until we had a texter call me out for the fool that I was being. I didn't realize how big San Antonio was. I compared it to St. Louis, remember?
Oh, it's big.
We had a
texter
be like, what are you talking about?
He called you an idiot.
Yeah, I was being an idiot. As far as the NHL, though, and I saved this one for last, they predict where they will go next is Houston.
Okay.
Which I like.
The big city.
Another team in Texas.
Top five cities.
It's built in. You've got teams around now. It works. You've got... This is all work now where Phoenix could never leave now. You got to keep Phoenix where they are.
Oh, well, because
you've got Vegas.
We
got Vegas, and you got all these teams.
Is Phoenix leaving also admitting defeat?
For Bettman, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
For Bettman, it is.
It is defeat, and it costs a lot of people
now,
a lot of money.
If when Bettman's out, then I think that becomes an immediate discussion point.
Now,
could be.
Speaking of Bettman hate, where they should go, the article talks about, is Quebec City. And I am wholeheartedly in agreement to Seattle's not even mentioned here.
You and Don Cherry.
I think they should be back in Quebec. I understand why they would go to Houston or Seattle first, and I would understand that if they're only going to do two expansion slots, why they would go to Seattle and Houston, but I don't think that Quebec should be ruled out entirely, and I think that if there is a front runner for a relocation situation, then Quebec City should be number one on
what
that
you got,
list.
Rock?
Is there a chance Seattle's not on that list because it's already pretty much everyone thinks
it's
a done
deal? Did you see the new
deal? Thing? Is there a big,
Key Arena
a big
is a well Key Arena the renovation's already $100 million over budget.
The rink looks pretty badass.
It's gonna be badass. But they're already $100 million
like,
over budget.
I'm saying, that's why I think he's not putting Seattle in that equation. Is that everyone thinks it's a done deal?
Yeah, people are saying
that's
that Seattle's gonna
point,
happen no matter what. And we know that they killed it on their season ticket drive too. So Seattle's in there. That's a good point, Rock. That might be why they're not on there because they're assumed done deal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what else. I would love to see hockey in Houston. I really would.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Dallas is one of the most underappreciated fan bases the league has. People think hockey and they think Texas and they think nobody likes it. As a person who spent significant time in Dallas,
they love it.
They are hockey crazy there.
And we'll touch back on that Wayne Gretzky trade that went to L.A.
Right.
It had a lot to do with, like, now you got Anaheim winning a cup. You know, you got L.A. winning cups now. You got
I think
Dallas
that would have happened anyway.
I don't know. Well,
I think
maybe
that would have happened anyway.
Slow down the process. We don't need to dig back into that. how about this? Pro athletes and Twitter.
Yeah, this
Holy
is a good one, right?
Holy cow. We never... I mean, it's happening in baseball all the time. These beefs.
I'm waiting for it to happen in hockey.
And it probably will. But
well, I guess it did with the Hoffman situation, right?
Whatever happened with that? Do we know anything?
Well,
they're maintaining
innocence.
But the point is, it's funny. It happened in the All-Star game with a rookie pitcher, And then it happened again the other night. The kid went out there for the first time, threw some heat, had a great game. His family, everything's happy. He gets pulled out, goes in the dugout. All of a sudden,
not so happy.
Holy. But then you want to defend the kid a little bit, but because it's kind of a sneaky, snaky thing to do. You go back on Twitter and you did it.
It's also a dumb thing to do,
but on the other hand, some of the tweets were like, dude, how do you defend that?
How do you ever say that if you're a freaking not moron?
And they're 18.
I sound like a moron because I'm speechless here.
Here's the thing. I was talking with TJ about that. I'm like, he's like, well, you can't look back at stuff when you're a kid. I mean, the dude's 18 years old and he's 21 now. He's had the same thought process.
If you were a racist at 18, yes, you could maybe not be a racist at 25, but you were still a racist at 18.
Like, there's still a problem
there. You were still a racist at some point.
And my thought that has always been, fine, don't fire the guy. Don't ruin his life now. But it's not untold to then ask him, hey, why were you thinking that at 18?
No, ruin his life.
Even
at 18,
you have to be like, why were you thinking that? Why do you think that was okay? And you have to explain to me now why you know you can't say that and you should have said it.
Ruin his life because you know what? You can't fix stupid. What did I say earlier in the show? Delete your stupid Twitter account. You remember that you said those things. Delete it. Delete it, okay? Because guess what? When you're a nobody, no one's archiving your tweets.
No.
There's apps that you can use. All you have to do is search a guy's name and a term, and you can pull up everything. Listen, if I'm a high school coach at this point, as soon as a freshman gets to me, I'm telling him, delete your Twitter account, get a burner account, and then you can have the same Twitter experience as everybody else. And if you're a pro, I don't think there should be any pro organization that is not encouraging all their players to get off of Twitter and all social media, hire someone to handle it for them,
and then
get a burner account so you can just live in anonymity like everybody else who wants to live that way.
Well, with the Twitter thing, I got off of Twitter for like 5 years, right? I went through some, you know, my agent kind of posted a couple weird things. He was controlling my Twitter feed.
Right.
I mean, this was all brand new Twitter. I didn't know what the hell it was. My agent's like, yeah, I get on Twitter. I'm like, you do it for me. And I didn't know.
Right.
I had no idea. It was stupid. And he tweeted out a couple things to get some attention, and it worked. It worked worldwide, to be honest with you. He called out Chris Barch, who's another client of his, and through, you know, my Twitter account, like, hey, Barchy, I'm coming in next Sunday. Are we going to do it up or what? And that blew up. So you're staging a fight on Twitter.
Right.
And then we did fight. And then we did fight. And then,
how do you not get an instigator for that?
We went toe-to-toe, straight up throwing bombs on each other,
right,
too. And it blew up. And, yeah, it probably helped my Twitter feed, but Doug Armstrong was not happy about
it.
Right. He sat my ass down like, da-da-da-da-da. Crusoe, like, Cam, what are you doing? I'm like, and they knew that wasn't, you know, like, and that was petty anyway.
Did you fire that agent?
Yeah, I did eventually, and then I kind of looked back on like, that guy did a lot for me, man. And so my point is,
let's be honest, though. Agents are scumbags.
For the most part, they are. But this guy was with me since I was like 13 years old as a family advisor.
Even the good ones.
Yeah, that guy helped me with a lot of different things, man. He honestly did, and I felt bad about it. But he did a couple other things, too, that pissed me off as well, and I had a can of them, and it was like breaking up my girlfriend.
Right.
Well, which was easier than hell to do. Don't get me wrong. Throughout the years,
going pro,
but that was a difficult situation there, and it hurt me. But my point is, in Jersey, Lou didn't want any of this,
right?
And I got off of Twitter for
can't
like
even have 6 facial
years.
Hair in New Jersey.
And I look back on it now. If I would have kept that up, man, holy cow, I'd probably have 100,000 followers right now. But then you look back, like, what would happen? Would I be paid more right now with something? I don't know. I don't know.
No.
No,
it wouldn't have helped.
I'd be hosting the Blues are going to be like, oh, you got $100,000.
Great.
Damn, we're going to hire you now. No. How are you in the community? What are you doing?
There are people on Twitter that you've never heard of that have 200,000.
Exactly. And so it's like, and it probably saved my ass, too, after a bad game or whatever. Somebody's chirping me, and I'm out with the boys. I'm like, oh, go after yourself. And then I get it. It was for the best.
Right. I love Twitter, but I locked my account.
You did.
My account's locked.
Yes, you did.
Because I don't play games on social media, okay? I'm going to control who sees what, and I can, like, what do I always tell you? You control what you put out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You control it. So I say ruin these idiots' lives. If you're not smart enough to clean up after yourself, then you deserve what comes your way. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be a moron.
I get that, but I don't want
to. Or just don't say stupid things in social media.
But they are stupid. I'm like, I'm again trying to.
Think with your wallet.
I'm trying to defend this kid, and you look at it, and it's like, yeah, what was your thought process? Like, so blunt, I hate blah. And like, good God, I can't defend that. The hell are you thinking?
Right. Or you can be like Dino Costa and just have a million different accounts and delete them all the time, and who knows what's going to happen. Say whatever you want, just delete the account.
So you know that Jim Butler
joke was going to be, or you're going to be like Rocky, just, you know, be really, you know, be really subtle with your racism, and just so you can.
Rocky is only racist during World Cup games. That's it.
Dave thinks during the World Cup I'm the most racist person.
He becomes incredibly racist during the World Cup.
But Rock does.
But if you look,
he's a racist human.
He'll say things like, "Damn Uruguayan."
But if you look at my tweet, you'll never notice. Right. It doesn't come out.
Rock's like the most non-racist human being you'll ever meet in your life.
Until soccer is being played. Until soccer, and then he says things like, "Damn Uruguayans."
Listen,
how dare you? They
were playing Italy. You felt it too. You just didn't say it.
I didn't say anything like that.
We gotta go to break. We gotta go to break. But I do want to chime in on this Jim Butler Alfa Romero again because I screwed up the last one. But I believe this was the vehicle I was talking was. They introduced a 2018 Alfa Romeo Stelvio. Sorry, Rock, can you help me with this? You're Italian. Rap, I would say that you're Italian, but you're Mexican. So, Rock, does that sound right? It's an SUV born from racing pedigree with leases starting at $299 per month. That is really cheap. There's no reason to drive a boring SUV. That is a fact. Go to Jim Butler Alfa Romero, the exclusive Alfa Romero dealer of Greater St. Louis with the best selections and prices located off Hanley Road. Schedule a test drive at Jim ButlerAlfaRomero.com or call in 314-376-2911. That's 314-376-2911. And again, I drove that bad boy, and it was mean.
Fun.
It was badass, and you hit a little bit of RPM. You could turn it into different kind of drives. Sounds loud. You can get the mufflers. It's like having a boat, those big badass boats, where you can muffle the exhaust. Same kind of thing with the car. So if you're coming in late, when I used to have my Corvette and I come in late, I woke the whole neighborhood up. Although,
turn that thing
a nuclear warhead can go off in my parents' bedroom and they won't even know what the hell's going on.
You live in the woods.
I live in Augustine Heights in Eureka. I don't live in the woods anymore. I'm done with the woods. I've had ticks on me the size of your head. I'm done with it. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back. 590 Fan, 590Fan.com.